I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's joined me in the studio, and on the phone we have Craig Felker from Hearts of Saints. They're performing Thursday. Craig, thanks for taking the time to be on Sounds Good with us today.
Hey, Tracy. Thanks for having me.
Craig, your tune Battle Cry is receiving a lot of attention. Tell us about what it's doing on the Christian radio charts.
Yeah, well, it's our new rock radio single, and I'm just excited. That's a song about social injustice, and as men of faith and just believers, we just feel like it's our duty, our call to stand for the voiceless. And so we're excited. We released it a couple weeks ago to the Christian rock radio charts, and I got a call yesterday that apparently it was the most added song on the Billboard Christian rock chart this week. So we were pretty excited. That was unexpected news yesterday, but really excited about that.
Tell us about the creation of the group Hearts of Saints.
Yeah, well, we actually went to school in Nashville at Middle Tennessee State University. And so I met the drummer, Jason, and we started making music, a lot of bad music originally. But we've been a band for almost 8 years now, and it's just been a process. There's been a lot of ups and downs, but this is this new record for all of us is our second national release. And so 8 years into it, still going strong, and just hoping that this music on this new record expands our audiences, or our audience, to a whole different group of people. So,
tell me the titles of the two albums that are now available.
Well, we put out a record 3 years ago that was a self-titled release, and this new album is a two-disc album called For All of Us, and it contains a rock disc, and it also contains a worship disc, and because we're a rock worship band, and we want to continue to push forward what people think something that is labeled Christian can sound like. We want to be really good musicians and excellent at creating art so that we can kind of sing and talk about this message of hope that we believe in.
You all are based in Nashville then?
Well, actually all Western Kentucky. We're based in Western Kentucky, but our guitarist lives in Nashville. I live in Paducah.
Okay, so tell me about your folks and where you went to school in Paducah, since you're a native. We need to associate that, I think.
Definitely. Yeah, I actually went to Reedland High School. So I actually went to the last graduation. My brother-in-law just graduated, and it's kind of a sad, bittersweet moment to attend the last graduation for Reedland High School. But born and raised in Paducah, you know, actually went to school in Nashville to pursue the music business degree at Middle Tennessee State University, and I did that, worked in the music industry for a few years, and then moved back home. My wife and I actually live in Lower Town in the Arts District here, and we just kind of felt like as we would start a family, which my wife is 6 months pregnant, we wanted to be based here with our family as I kind of travel a lot with the band. So.
How about Jesse Grisham?
Yeah, Jesse. Jesse has been with us for 2.5 years now. He replaced our original guitarist. And Jesse, born and raised Paducah native, his mother is a principal at a local school here. And but Jesse actually just moved a year and a half ago to Nashville, just to kind of submerge himself in that culture, because he does some freelance graphic design work, and so he is Paducah through and through. I know a lot of his family will be at the show Thursday, because we just don't get a chance to play in our hometown very much, so it's exciting for us.
Indeed. Again, the concert for the summer concert series sponsored by the Paducah Renaissance Alliance is set for Thursday,
yes.
Thursday at 7:30, and we're waiting on an exact location due to the cresting of water at the riverfront at Wilson
Stage.
Yeah,
we are.
It's kind of cool, you know, in an odd way to be moved by water.
I don't know. It feels. I guess it's kind of rock and roll. It's like we don't even know where we're playing right now. No, the river has. It's been kind of an unexpected rise. So the concert was scheduled for the riverfront on Thursday. And we are, there's two locations, and we're working through that right now, but we'll know for sure where the concert is going to be, hopefully by the end of the day.
We'll let everybody know, Craig. Tell us what you'll be performing. You got a playlist?
Yeah, you know, you start with a set list, and then, you kind of see where things go. We've been doing this long enough that we've played a lot of different venues, a lot of different stages. We play clubs, we play festivals, we play a lot of church things. So it just kind of depends on the crowd. But you'll see a lot of stuff off our new record, and definitely some stuff that local friends and family and longtime supporters of us will hear some songs that they'll be familiar with from years past. But we're excited. I think it's going to be a fun event. And I know a lot of our friends who just never get to see us. It's just going to be fun to kind of look out and just see a ton of familiar faces and really a lot of new faces. I know a lot of people who've never seen us are going to be introduced to what we do. And that excites me because I really want to continue to change people's perception of what something that is labeled Christian can sound like, can feel like, and can be like.
How did you find your ministry in Christian music?
Wow, that's a deep and a very good question. I wanted to be a sports announcer. I grew up with a journalism major my freshman year of college, and when you're raised in Western Kentucky, there's a lot of culture, a lot of Christian culture. But I didn't really have a personal faith. I didn't really have, I attended church stuff, but I didn't really know Jesus. And so anyway, long story short, just really believe creator of the universe, spoke directly to me one night and it changed my life. I mean, it changed my tone, my direction, and within a few months, I felt like the Lord told me to do this music thing. And so I changed my degree from a journalism degree to one of music business. And it's just crazy. I never would have thought 10 years ago that I had dreams of playing basketball and, you know, doing sports things. And now I'm the lead singer of a rock band, and it's just been crazy, but I don't know. It's been the best. It's been the best thing that's ever happened to me. It's good news, you know. And once I realized that the story of Jesus was good news, it was for me. It changed the tone of everything in my life.
Craig, we're going to, I think we're going to play Merciful God next, and we thank you for speaking with us, and we look forward to knowing where you're going to perform Thursday night at 7:30 in Paducah.
Yeah.
Thanks for speaking with us, Craig.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you having me.